Good morning, everyone. This is John Miller this morning doing the Daily Inspirations. And so thought I would bring a word to you this morning. Let's just start out with a short prayer here. Father, this morning, we ask that you would take your word and apply it to our hearts. Father, we ask that you would inspire your word, that you would teach us how to walk in the Spirit, how to draw our attention to you. Father, just anoint the words that you've given us and help us to be a witness and a testimony for you. In Jesus' name we pray. So this morning I want to bring you a word from 1 Peter chapter 1. This word has been very inspiring to me, and so I just thought I would share it with y'all. A word before we go into this, something that has been a great benefit to me and helped to clear up some of the questions concerning being a Christian, and this is very general knowledge, but sometimes we need a reminder, and that is that we are three parts. We are body, soul, and spirit. And too many times we get things mixed up. The body is our physical being. It's what we feel, or it's the physical sense of us. The soul is our heart, our mind, our emotions, and the spirit is our inner being where God resides. And if you're not a born-again believer, there's an empty hole inside of you that, you know, we call it a God-sized hole that only God can fill. And the Christian walk is really to allow the Spirit to be in charge and subject our emotions to obedience. The soul is the transforming part, and the body will be left behind. But the soul is our feeling part, and the Christian walk is to subject our emotions and our feelings to the Word of God and to the Spirit, and to allow God to sanctify that. So it's a sanctification process. And when we die, you know, we get rid of the body and we go to be with the Lord. So hopefully that's a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement. I'm going to read a few scripture verses here just to share with y'all. In 1 Peter chapter 1, he says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontius Pilate, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Listen to this. Reserved in heaven for you. You know, I'm planning to start traveling today, and I have a hotel room reserved in my name for me. Have you made a reservation with God for eternity? Do you have a place in heaven reserved for you? Verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. here's something that I think many people find. There's many different applications or many different ways people look at this. But we know that salvation has been made available to the whole world, but not the whole world walks in it. We know that spiritual freedom has been provided to us. I don't know. Spiritual freedom has been provided to us through the blood of Christ. Christ has given us everything we need to walk free of sin. But many of us find that there's still things that the Spirit, that the fruits are not the fruit of the Spirit. And it's because our flesh and our emotions get in our way. See, God is a gentleman, and he will not force his way in. He knocks. And even as he lives in us with his Spirit, he doesn't force us to obey him. Rather, he constrains us. Maybe that's not the right word. When we receive the Spirit of God, there's something within us that doesn't allow us to just freely walk in sin. Yes, we can choose to violate our conscience. We can choose to suppress the voice of the Spirit. But the level of freedom that we experience in our Christian walk is dependent on our obedience to the Spirit of God. So that's all for now. And so we will close with that for today, and tomorrow we will continue reading in 1 Peter chapter 1.